what your money job is. For holding can be machlokas, if one can even give it a name like that. And the, actually, we should say better, the riyas of the various chachamim against the shitas habaytusi, which basically boils down to the question of, can we find a clear-cut remez in the Torah to the halacha that Rabbi Mofas HaShabbos is a reference to Pesach, and not to to Shabbos Bereishis? So we yesterday went through quite a few riyas, and we'll review them today. But we were holding on Daf Samach Vav Omid Aleph, and we had gotten to the end of the riyas, and now to the part of the brayse and the darshans, the posik. Miyom Haviyachem. So it says in the Torah, Miyom Haviyachem Tisfuru. So you might think that that you should be Ketzer, V'yabi, V'masayshi Yitzeh, Yispor. In other words, from the day that you bring the Omer, from that point on, you can choose a time at which you would count 50 days. And then, whenever you end up making the 50 days, the end of the 50 days, you'll make a yomtiv and so on. But it's not that it's kavua to begin right away. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah clarifies in Re'ei, Mehachel Charmesh Bekama Tachel Ispor. From the time that you do the Ktsira of the Omer, that's when you should do the Sfiras Omer. Imehachel Charmesh Tachel Ispor. So that if that's the case, in Re'eh it doesn't say necessarily that the Hakrova is dependent, and it says only that the Sphira is dependent. So begin the Ktsira, do the Sphira, and then whenever you decide that it's time to bring the Omer, you'll make a nice ceremony of bringing the Omer, but the Omer doesn't necessarily have to be brought on that first day. Talmud Lomar Miyom Aviyachem. Therefore, the Torah says back in Amor, no. It's the Yom Hava, which in which case it must be the similar to the Hakel Karmesh Bekama. Im Yom Aviyachem Yoko Yitzor Yispor V'Yavi Bayom. If that's the case, so then you might think you should do the Ktsira and the Svira and the Hava all in the daytime. In other words, don't start counting the night before. You first bring the Omer, and then you count, which would mean that the first day of the Omer, and probably the next day as well, should be counted in the morning after you brought the Korban Omer. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, to make it clear that that's not the case, Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot Tihyena, that these days have to be Tamimos, they have to be complete. In which case, how can they be complete? The only time that they can be complete is it's only if you count in the evening before that then you can have the full day and therefore the full week. If that's the case, so then you might think that the Ktsira and the Hava, just like the Sphira, should be at night. Because having determined that Me'achel Charmesh Bekama and from Yom HaVi'achem, they're all interrelated. If I know the Sphira has to be Balayla L'Chaira, so too would be the Ktsira and the Hava. But on the other hand, Talmud Lomar Me'Yom HaVi'achem, you have to do it from the day, Nesdach in the day, which means that you cannot bring the Omer at night. So we are left with no alternative but to say, that okay, it's that. What can be done at night, the Ktsira and the Sphira, which is the Achel Charmesh Bekama, together with Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot, that indeed is done by Laila. But Miyom HaViyachem, as in other Korbanos, is Dafka in the daytime. And therefore the Hava'a must be in the day. And if this completes the we barely began. This completes the brisa. Now we can get back.
Why can't
what? Because it says to be safe for Shabbat Shabbatot to Mimot. Because it says Mi'achel Chamesh Bekama. So the sphere has to be at the same time that the Hatzchalas has Ksiris. No, you can count, but it has to be the same time. Mi'achel Tispor. So therefore the Torah, by using these various Lashonos, has packed in a tremendous density of your information and gives us all of these various halachas. Without getting back to the beginning of the Brisa, because after all, that's why we brought it here, to continue the search for what the meaning of Mimo Prata Shabbat is. So we've had many, many approaches, and now we're going to review them. Omar Rava, Kulhu Itlahu Pirchei. Now the truth is, all of the various approaches to what the Mochrat HaShabbat means, proving that it has to mean Dafke Yantin, they all have ways of showing that they ain't necessarily so. Bar Mitre Tanoi Batroi, Bein Bematnita Kamaita, Bein Bematnita Batraita. The last two shitas of both of these brises are unassailable. What are they? The Letlu Pirchei. Because let's go through what are these pirchos. Let's start at the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was our first taina all the way up at the beginning on yesterday's Gemara when he was laughing at them as Teresh Lema Shalonu, and he says, "How do you explain the fact that it's Chamishim Yayim, and on the other hand it's a Sheva Shabbatot? Which one is it? It must be that the din of Shabbatot is when it happens to be that Mimokrat Shabbat works out of the Shabbos." When Pesach is Chol on Shabbos, then you have Mimokrat HaShabbat. And then you have Sheva Shabbatot Mimot. But if you don't, you have Chamishim Yom, which means that the time of counting is always the same, and every once in a while it will come out to be Mimokrat HaShabbat. But that's not necessarily the case, because maybe the point of the two Pesachim is not to tell me that there are two alternatives. Maybe rather it's Kiri Abaye, the Omer Abaye Mitzvah Mimne Yumi, Abaye says that those two psukim are coming to tell me two separate chiyuvim of sphira. One, a chiyuv of sphiras hayom, and the other, the sphiras of the chiyuv of the shavua. That's a machlok, is exactly what that chiyuv is. Is it a chiyuv to say at the end of each shavua that this is 1 week and this is 2 weeks? Or is there constantly a minyan to be counting towards the week, 1 week and 2 days? Okay, we do even the latter. Certainly it's possible that the mitzvah is after the Shavuot. That's why, I mean, even the Nagel Halacha, the brisker will be mevorech on the Shavuot separately. In other words, if they lost the bracha for the day because of the shita, the bahag, that you don't, if it's not shlemus, you're not mevorech. But nonetheless, on the week is showing. This is week one. This is week two. So then you make a bracha, because it's a separate theory.
Once a week, or would you make it daily?
No, once a week.
A week.
What was the don't you pay attention at all? If a person lost the bracha of the day, then he can make a bracha on the week.
Right.
Now, if the meaning of that was that he makes every single day a bracha, what does it mean he lost the bracha on the day? What would be the meaning of those words if you lost the bracha of the day? You mean every day he makes two brachas? You were actually considering that he makes two separate brachas? No, okay. And that's not a possibility. So there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, forget about it. At least forget about it. Absolutely. If you hold like a Abaye, then you don't have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Let's take the next two approaches. We have Rabbi Eliezer's approach and Rabbi Yoshua's approach. So Rabbi Eliezer says Tispor Lach. Okay? It has to be Tzluya Bebezdin, which means it can't be a Shabbos, because Shabbos isn't Nagea Bezdin. Rabbi Yoshua says the relationship over here is to the Rosh Chodesh, minion of Rosh Chodesh, has to be Nikr. How very nice. Yes. So what have you proven? You've proven that it's Mimokas HaShabbos doesn't relate to Shabbos Bereshis. Okay, What does it relate to? Pesach. Good. Which Pesach? There's two Yom Tovim on Pesach. There's a Shabbaton, Miyom Rishon Shabbaton, and Miyom HaShvi'i Shabbaton. How do you know which day you're supposed to do the Yom from? So their Pshatim are also not Mechayev me to know exactly when to do the Omer. Mimayda Miyom Tov Rishon Koy, Duma Miyom Tov Achron Koy. So how could the Torah be giving us that information in that way? Now, Rabbi Yishmael's Pshat was at the end of the first Brisa, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's Pshat at the end of the first Brisa, those seem to be unassailable. I mean, they're very similar, if you recall. Rabbi Yishmael's Pshat was that there seems to be a structure of going from Omer and the Heter of the Omer for Sairim, and then to the Shealaka and the Heter of Kodesh Ter, the two are related as one long process. And therefore, they have to be the same. And if you have Regel, the Tchilas Regel at the beginning, then you have Regel, the Tchilas Regel at the end. Rabbi Yonah ben Becerra said something very similar, except that he based it on the idea of Shabbos, that the word Shabbos occurs in both locations, at the beginning of the process, at the end of the process. By definition, the end of the process is always going to be a regal and tchilas regal, a shealach, because it's shvuis. Therefore, the earlier part also has to be regal but tchilas regal, and there's no way that works out unless it's the day after the first day of Pesach. That there's no answer for. Now let's take the second brisa. Answer again. Then we have the second brisa, okay? The second brisa begins with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Just to point out, we have a little bit of a problem. In the second brisa, we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra also in our Gersi here. But this Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra doesn't say the same thing as the earlier Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. The earlier Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says we're learning one Shabbos from the other Shabbos, and the second Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says the same thing about Svira Tzuli Bebezda, which is a Tispor Lach. So Tosfos suggests that this may be not Ben Becerra. And he brings from Rabbeinu Gershon, it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. Okay, but in any event, we'll talk about it here in the Gemara as if it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. Fine. So let's take Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's shot. Well, he begins now the second brisa. And he says, well, it says Tisperucha Mishim Yom, which means it should always be 50 days. And if, according to you, you have to wait for Mimokrot HaShabbat, sometimes you're going to have to wait from the same point, 55 days, 56 days. So does that make sense? No, says Rava, what's the big deal with that? Have a mina deal machadishim lavarmi amishita. I mean, look, if the Torah says 50 days, it's only referring to the days that you can't. It's not saying how many days you have to wait. So maybe you do have to wait 56 days, but you're counting 50 days, and then there's the other six. I mean, but those aren't part of it, so that doesn't prove very much. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, if it's from the second Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that says that it has to be a sphere that's truly embezzled, and therefore it's got to be a yantin. Very nice, but how do you know that means Yom Tov Rishon? Maybe it means Yom Tov Achron. Now, Rabbi Yossi, he learns Mimochrat HaShabbat has to be Mimochrat Yom Tov, because otherwise, how do you know which Shabbat it is? Just choose a Shabbat at random. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, but you know what? Rabbi Yossi, not because of like Pirchah. Rabbi Yossi must have not liked that shot himself too much, because why did he say, oh, then anyway, I have another Raya, right? What do you have to say? Ode, his ode is Nemar Shabbos, before the way same Rosh that we had earlier in Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the connection of Shabbos to Shabbos. So why did he say that? It must be that he himself didn't like it too much. Why didn't he like it too much? I mean, it's obvious why he didn't like it too much, because I mean, he's still going to be a Tovah Alamed Din Yono, says he Mokros or Shabbos, and we're in the middle of the Sugya of the Yom Tov of Pesach, so it means the Shabbos in Pesach. I mean, that's already reasonable. The first Shabbos after Pesach. So therefore, you see that he didn't like it. That's why he had to say his own pshat of va'od. But the other pshatim is they don't have any kind of pirachah. Gufa. Omer Abaye mitzvah in the yom. By the way, Tosis points out that's not so posh, because the truth is that the brilliant rush for criminal laws are about the sheshes yomim and sheva yomim. The Gemara uses that elsewhere for the. I mean, even Rashi uses it a chumash. I mean, that the shisha and the shiva is to tell me that there's no chiyev on shisha yomim. There's only a chiyev on one day, and we're comparing the other 6 days. Of the seven, in that they're all, if you don't feel like eating matzah, you don't have to eat matzah, don't eat. I mean, who says you're mechuyev if you're on a diet, you're not mechuyev to eat matzah. Whereas on the first day, there's actually a chiyev. Okay, so Tosfos says, look, well, apparently the Gemara is holding that even if you use that, you can learn out both, because the remez of six and seven still stands separately. So, but Abaye, what was Abaye? Omer Abaye, mitzvah l'minnei yomim u'mitzvah l'minnei shavui. There's a mitzvah to be mona both. Now, Rabbanu d'Bei Rav Ashi, indeed, in Rav Ashi, Beis HaMidrash, they were mona both yomim and shavuos, mona yomim u'mona shavui. Amemar was only mona the yomim, was not mona the shavui. And he said, the reason I'm not makpid to be mona the shavuos is that it's Ezechel HaMikdash. So therefore, now Rashi learns, this is a big machlokas with Shonimir, three ways, three different approaches. One approach, Rashi's approach, is the way most learn, which is, look, Bisman HaZeh, anyway, it's not a Diyaraisa. It's only Ezechel HaMikdash, because Sfiras HaEmer is totally in the Emer. There's no Emer, there's no mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer, because there's no Ezechel HaMikdash. Therefore, Makbid, you have to be. What do you mean, Makbid? Also, they say them at the weeks. It's enough that we'll do the Chamishim Yom. Others learn that Zecher LaMikdash is therefore today only, you're only chayav to do that which is, would be, in other words, there's two, this is the way Yosef Hech understands it, and it's actually quite brilliant. I mean, I shouldn't say that everyone agrees with this, but he points out like this, that it says in the parasha, remember we dash it separately, the Yom HaViachem Tisferu, from Hachel Chamesh Bakama, one in Emor, one in Re'eh. If you take a look at the difference, the Yom HaViachem is very different than the Hachel Chamesh Bakama. Hachel Chamesh Bakama is Mechayev the Chamishim Yom. The Shabbat Shabbatot, I mean, right? Bakama means when you actually bring the from the Yom of the Achem is when you actually bring. So you should be Sofer Chamishim Yom, the Shabbat Shabbatot. Whereas Me'achel Chamesh Bakama, which is where you do the Ketira, so there you bring, there you do Chamishim Yom. So the nafkamina is that one is dependent on Havva and one is dependent on Ketira. So the Havva is indeed an inyan of Karbonis. And therefore it's only the Gev is Manakrovas Karbonis. But the Chukas Ailam, where it doesn't mention Karbonis, it just mentions your own Ketira. It comes the time to do the new grain. That indeed is a din in all times, the Chukas Ailam. So that's what he's saying. The other is only a Zecher B'Alma. So okay, so I don't have to do it. Mashenkin, this is the Arayta, because this is Chamishim Yom. In which case, according to that, then Bizman HaZeh, the part that is the Yomim, is indeed the Arayta. The other part, Shavui, is dependent on the actual Haviyachem, Yom Haviyachem. Okay? So, interesting approach.
Because
there's no takan of the Rabbana at all. It's only the Diraisa. The Diraisa, Chamishim Yom, is not dependent on Hava. It's dependent only in Ketira. Yeah. And therefore, we're actually doing the Diraisa. There are other Rishonim who learn that Gufo Rav Ashi is saying mitzvah l'minnei yomim mitzvah l'minnei shavui, is that he's saying that both of them are D'oraisa. So those, we have three approaches. Either everything is D'oraisa, yomim shavui, which is dependent on the question whether we'll learn it like Rav Yochanan Metzaka, we'll learn it like Abaye. If you learn it like Rav Yochanan Metzaka, then you don't have the mitzvah in the yomi, mitzvah in the shavuot. The other approach is both of the rabbanan, which is Rashi's approach, because they're both interrelated. So this man is that you can do whatever the rem is, because it's only a zeicher, it's not mikra din. And the other approach is, the middle approach is that the yomi would derisa. The mele we do it. The shavui only is zeichelam ingdash. Really, you want to do a zeichelam ingdash, you do a zeichelam ingdash. But that's not what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is to actually do a sphira.
So in the middle when he's saying zeichelam ingdash, that part I don't have to do it? Yeah. It's
a zeichelam ingdash. It's a
Of course.
It's that this is the way it was done from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have any suffix as to when to do it. The question is, where is it? Takamarum is, can we prove it to somebody? You know, who is questioning such a thing?
This is all to prove the...
To prove what was known, basically. I mean, you know, clearly nobody has a suffix when it is you're supposed to do Sefiras HaOmer. We've been doing Sefiras HaOmer since we had a mitzvah to do Sefiras HaOmer. So when all of a sudden somebody's going to come along and decide, yeah, we're making a mistake. The tradition is a wrong tradition. I mean, come on. You know, that's like the people that suddenly discovered the Shulchan Aruch and, you know, came up with these new halachas that they come up with nowadays. And we know how it is we're supposed to act. Now the question is, how do we justify it?
The
same thing with the Esser. How would we know an Esser is an Esser? I don't know, maybe it's a Hodor, it's Hydros, and Hydros is water, and water is a Srogim, whatever, we'll find it to remiss, but I mean, you know, everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Yanavir to buy his Esser. Or that's what I don't know.
I just don't understand how
they
from the English can use this, and therefore it's pointless to do.
Because that's what it means when it's Rashi anyway. It's Zechel and Mikdash B'Yalma, and therefore I'm not going to do it. It's exactly what Rashi wants to do. Everybody's learning.
It's a sufficient Zecher if I only do this. He's saying it's a
Zecher. No, he's saying it's Zecher. The whole thing is a Zecher B'Yalma. So I'm not going to do it. I'm supposed to do Zechel and Mikdash Kehilo. I have to do Zechel and Mikdash Kehilo. It's an Ikadin in the Zechel and Mikdash. Nice thing to do. No. I have a Diorisis. So I'll do the Diorisis, the way he's learning. It's so terrible.
Look, the Eilek and Mishnah.
Katsuhu. Now, according to Rabbanan, continuing now what we do. Okay. So we had the first Mishnah told us about the tumult that we make about it and the announcement that I'm about to do it. Fine. Now he does it. He turns to the owner, puts it into the kupot, and then brings it into the Azara, still in its natural form. It's still in the Shibalim. It hasn't been knocked out. And at that early stage in the Azara, Ma'avavim oto ba'ur, we put it over the fire in order to parch the grain. Kedei lekayem bo mitzvat kalim. That says in the parsha that it has to be Geres Carmel, that has to be koli. What's koli is roasted. Roasted means over the flames. So says Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, first of all, before we do anything, we thresh it. Now, you can't thresh it the way you normally thresh it, because you have over here a grain that is still mushy. I mean, the whole point over here is that it's Carmel. Normally, we'll wait until the grain dries out in the field. Then we'll do all of the threshing, winnowing, and so on. So what you use is very soft things, like kanim. You use reeds and kolachot. You use the stalks from cabbage. It's the things that are soft and elastic. Choftimoto. Kiteshelo yitmaev. You don't want the grains to be crushed. But you pull the grains off. In other words, and then you take the grains and you don't put it into a fire. Instead, you natnu le'avuv. What you do is you put it into a copper container that has holes in it, and then you revolve around the fire like a popcorn popper. And there it doesn't get too exposed to the flames. And that is the way that you're makayim. Kol. Avuv hayam menukav, You had holes that you could actually have the heat coming through, so it was like thin holes, but the grain couldn't fall through it, and that way you exposed everything to the heat evenly. Then shatchuhu ba'azara, and then after it was dried in this fashion, you would put it apart from this fashion, you'd spread it out in the floor of the azara, v'haruach min hashevet bo, and then the wind would accomplish what was normally the winnowing. And then natnu l'reichayim shel grus sot, you would put it into a grinder for grus sot, which would be the instead of grinding it the way you would grind a hard, dry grain, you still remember taking into consideration that you're looking for geres, carmel, and so it doesn't grind it very thin, but rather just enough to separate out soft parts. V'yotziu b'menu yisaron shu'menu peh b'shlosh esrei napa. You get one isorin of the first part that comes out, then you put it through 13 different sieves in order to have it very fine, and then you'll have an awful lot left over, and that ashar nivdav ne'achal kol adam, you paid it, and anybody who wants to can eat it once you paid it. V'chayav v'chala, of course, if you make bread out of that dough, it's one of the five types of grains, so it's higher than taking off challah. But it's proper min ha-ma'aser, because being as the grain was completed, that's the miruah of the grain, was completed by hegdesh, it's potter, because miruah and hegdesh is not b'chayev in ma'aser. When we put it together, to get it ready to put into the grinder. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're chayev not only in challah, you're chayev even in ma'aser. And we'll see what the reason for that is in the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, aviv, aviv means aviv, you know, early spring, first, meaning that when you go out, you find the early part of the grain.
Who
ate the shnei lechem? Oh, so we're talking about the omer here.
Yeah, so why did they have to take it from a person? It's chikpei challah. Is it going to be given anyway?
We're talking about the chelek that wasn't given to the owner. The leftovers, ashar. Ashar nivdeh. So the question is, it doesn't mean ruach of hegdesh. When you buy it off hegdesh, you potter, even though now it's chulin. You'll notice the curious play on words of the aviv and the avuv. Right? But that's interesting because we always play on words when we have nechoshes. Nochash and nechoshes. Loshen nofel, loshen. We have the avuv and the aviv. And we'll see that we have. We'll have koli itself being a remiss and nechoshes in a moment. And that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah afterwards. According to Rabbi Meir, but Achronim say no. This whole thing is wrong. The lashon of koli does not mean something thrown into the fire. In ur lashon koli and the davar acher, there'd be no way that something put into an actual flame would be called koli. You'd have to call it something else. Either call it baked, cooked. Maybe broiled, burned, I don't know, but it's certainly not koli. Emosh and koli yaladova kolil. Koli means something shiny. Ah, so we're back to nechoshes. Nechoshes kalal, actually, is what we always find nechoshes called in the story of the kalim for the Beis Hamikdash. It's nechoshes kalal, which is interesting, because of course, it's another play on words. Which brings us back to the Nachash, which was the beginning of playing with words, and the Nachash Haya Arom, and he was Mikulal. So we get all the way back to the first grains, which is where you learn to speak from.
In Nachash
Haya Arom. Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, so it's all, of course, this is all Pesach, which is all talking anyway. So we go back to our roots. So therefore, Ketzad Avuv Shel Klayot Ayasham. So the Aviv was taken to the Avuv and was Koli and the Kolol, which was the Choshes, and that was now the way in which we're Mekayim the Mitzvah, that it should be parched grain, and it was Menukav Kikvara Kidei Shetehei Ha'ur Shalet Bekulo. Alright, so now we understand the Aviv and the Kolui. Now, how do we read the Pasuk from that point on? Aviv, Kolui Be'esh, Gereth Carmel. Now, how do I read that? Is the Aviv Kolui or is the Gereth Kolui? In other words, do we do what Rabbi Meir says? Rabbi Meir says we take the grain as it came, Aviv, take it straight, and you put it into the fire. Maybe it means the Gereth is the Kolui. After you've already ground it? Even the Rabbanan don't do that, do they? The Rabbanan, they say, okay, let's if we separate the grains, Richie. Let's separate the grains, then the parcha, and then we'll do the grinding. Maybe you should grind it, then be kole that which you've ground. Well, we'll have to figure out how to do it. But any odei maviv koluim geres kolui. So now we know that Eish, which separates between the Aviv and the Yeretz, now we know that we have the Aviv has to be Kolui. Alright. Then it says Kolui, the Eish, fine. Yeretz, Carmel. Now what exactly is Carmel? Well, Carmel means Rach Umal. It's soft and it's squishy. Mal means to be molel. You can squeeze it with your fingers to be mamel's grains. Now, if you think that that's a funny way of reading a word, I've got funnier ways for you, speaking of playing with language and seeing how words are built of other words and concepts. Take a look at this. V'ishba mi baal shalisha v'yave la'isha Elohim lechem bikurim. V'yatsrim lechem se'orim, v'karmel. Boy, we're really getting here, aren't we? Because this has nothing to do with the sugya, by the way. But just as a coincidence, we're talking about the same thing, lechem, se'orim, and karmel. Because the word that we're looking for over here is b'tziklono. Now, what in the world is b'tziklono? V'yomer, ten la'am v'yochelu. So what is that? Tziklono. I'll tell you, b'tziklono is Ba vayatzak lano v'yachalnu v'naver haya. Boy, it was yummy. So b'tziklono means, and he came and he spread it out for us and we ate and it was yummy. You say that very simply by saying b'tziklono. Sort of like chiclets, right? Same idea. Nit'alsa v'ahavim. Now that's a loaded word, which of course is used in modern Hebrew for something very sexy. So here too is what it means. Nital tabi ahavim. Where do we get that idea from? Because Shlomo HaMelech is describing a woman who's being seductive in sin. So nital sa would then have to mean, well, nisa v'nitan v'na'ala v'nismach v'nitchatev v'ahavim. Let's get at it. So in other words, it has within it all of those element that sound attractive and funnish. Or we have the same word used in a different way, na'alsa. Kenef, knaf, renanim na'alsa. Now this is referring to the knaf of the, you remember the Bar Yochni that we had stored, the Bar Yochni dropped an egg and all the, caused the flood and all of those cities were wiped out because that's how big the Bar Yochni was. So Eob describes the knaf, the happiness of the egg-laying Bar Yochni. Na'alsa. What's na'alsa in that circumstances? Nosei ola v'nitchata. So there it means that the bird is, it carries its egg carefully and brings it ola, brings it up into its own special cane and then drops it gently into actually Tosfos is Girsov is machata, to leave it down gently. He says that the lashon machata, Rashi says, is also where you find the word chitui, hayakote bichatei v'yoreid, for grabbing Yom Kippur. Or, you know, so you're sprinkling and going downward slowly. So it also means the lashon going down.
Okay. You find the same thing with the Malach. The Malach says, Ki arat haderach menegdi,
he says to Bilam. What word is that? Yarat. Ah, yarat is a remez to Bilam's animal. Yarata, ra'ata, natata. You're a lucky guy because your ass over here was frightened, saw me in the way, and turned to the side. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. The Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to have rachumal by playing with the letters. You can have karmel means karmale. Karmale means a full pillow. Right? So it's a stuffed pillow, nice and squishy. Which would mean that even the inside, the kernel, has to be soft and properly ripened. It can't be unripened, so it has to be karmale.
You know, we use pillows of grains today to heat up nets.
To do what?
It's a microwavable.
Oh, those things, yeah.
But it's made out of grain.
Yeah, I've seen those. Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'chalal b'masra. Now, it says Rabbi Akiva held the chayev b'maser, even though you were paid from Hekdesh. Why? Omer Kana, it's because Omer haya Rabbi Akiva miruach Hekdesh eno poter. Rabbi Akiva held that even though Hekdesh did the mericha, that's not a p'tur. Masim Reb Sheshes says, how can you say such a thing? It says in the Brisa, Meiser Shalot Seim. Meiser Shalot Seim Halalomayo Simbo. What did they do with the leftovers of the three saw after they got the Yisarin out of it? Nidav and Echalokal Adam, the Chayav, the Chalav, Patur Menemasot. As the Mishnah says, Poda it. Anybody could eat it. If you made a dough, you'd have to take off challah, but you don't have to take off ma'aser. Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'challah u'b'ma'asrot. So the chachamim, and here's the new part, this is the important part, omru lo, so the chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, what? Podemi ad gizbor, how can you say that you're chayev in ma'aser? Podemi ad gizbor yochia? If someone is paid at something from a gizbor, and it's grain. So over there, it's chayv b'chalav patur min ha-masrot, isn't it? Now, this sounds absolutely crazy. Im Isa, if you're right, that miruach hekdesh does not patur you from ma'aser, my God, what are they saying? Being poured grain from a gizbor will prove it. This is a case of being poured grain from a gizbor. What are they saying? You're telling me that according to Rabbi Akiva, being poured grain from a gizbor is chayv in ma'aser. And they're turning to Rabbi Akiva and saying, how can you say being poured a grain from a gizbor is chayev a ma'aser? Don't you know? This is being poured a grain from a gizbor, so it must be poured from ma'aser. This is a little ridiculous. So clearly there's something missing in our understanding of. I'm not happy. And it's because of you that I'm not happy. Take off that jacket. Look alive. Pretend you're on the slopes. What's going on over here? I understand when you're physically not here. But I understand the preparations. But to be physically not here during the preparations? Alright. Fine. So clearly something important is missing in our understanding of Rabbi Akiva. Otherwise the Tanna Kamma is being utterly ridiculous in saying such a thing to Rabbi Akiva. So that can't be the pshat. Furthermore, though Esrei Rav Kahana b'Taklifa Rav Kahana, Rabbi Akiva, here it says another brayso, Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'chalal b'ma'asrot, and explains why. L'fi shalon nitnu ma'ot ela l'tzorek lahem. The money was originally given to purchase this grain for one Isorin, not to purchase Shalosh Sa'im. We're purchasing out of the Shalosh Sa'im the one Isorin that we will get out of it. The rest of it is encouraged in the first point. That's the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva. Why does it say that you have to be paid to the rest? It says, maybe in a finale according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not part of the rest. Or, maybe the meaning is that I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, you go through the motions of being paid because we find this often, Shalom Yomru, Hegdash Yotzei Lalo Pidyon, people don't know it. Paid on something for it, so at least it won't, people won't be nichshal. At other times it's taking hedges, but Mikra, then it was never Kadesh in the first place. So how would it potter for Maestras? That's the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva, says it himself. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explains the correct reasoning of the Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Rabbi Kahana claiming that Miruach Hegdash doesn't potter. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Aruch Hu B'Piv Shel Rabbi Akiva. This is a long-standing teaching that Rabbi Akiva had. Shelo Niknu Ma'ot Ela L'Tzarech Lehem. The money initially was only given for the Yisurim that would be gotten out of the Shalosh Yisurim, and the Shalosh Yisurim were never Kaddish. Omar Rabbah, Pshita Li D'Miruach Hegdash Potter. Look, says Rabbah, let's get the various halachas straight over here. Miruach Hegdash for sure, Potters. Don't tell me Rabbi Akiva. Afila Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva says over here that the leftovers of the Omer require Maisering. That's his Lokum Chayav Osim al Shiloni Tumot al Tzarech Lehem. As he himself said, the reason it's Chayav and Maiser is because it was never Kodesh. But had it been Kodesh, as the Chachamim points out to him, what do you mean if you're paid to me, Yad Gizbor Yofiyah? He's made it to that, that normally, Miruach Hegdash B'Yalma, if it's truly Miruach of Hegdash with Hegdash on it, it would be Potter. So that's clear to me. As far as what the din is Miruach of the Kekovim, that I know also what the Halach is. That's the Machlok, it's Tanoim. The Tanya. Tormim Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael, Mishal Akum, Ashal Akum, Mishal Kutian, Ashal Kutian, and Mishal Kol, Ashal Kol. So, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Taina, you can be Teren and Meiser from a Goy's produce and a Jew's produce, vice versa, and from a Kusi's produce. It's all the same. It's exactly the same Tiyuv, which means, obviously, that it's all the same Diraisa, and that there's no problem of Miruach Akum. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon only, no. You can only be Teren from a Yisrael's grain on a Yisrael's grain. And from an Akum's grain, you can be Tarim on a Kusi. A Kusi can be on an Akum, because both of them have the same halacha. Apparently he holds that Kusim are Geri Arayotin, and they're not Geri Emit. Tosus has a long discussion about the apparent contradictions in the Shita from Rabbi Yossi elsewhere. Avaloni shall Yisrael shall Akum. You can't take Trumas and Maestras from Jewish produce on Goyish produce, or on a Kuti's produce, and not vice versa. V'lo mishal akum, mishal Kuti, mashal Yisrael. Why? Because you would be either taking Menachiyev al-Aftorim and Aftor al-Aftorim, both of which doesn't work. So, therefore, I know what the din is. My focus. Gilgul Hegdash Poter. Now, I know when it comes to challah, if Hegdash made the dough, then it's potter, even if afterwards you go ahead and you're potter. How do I know that? Ditzan. Higdisha isata. So now a woman is magdisha, the dough, achalo gilgala, before it was rolled, before it became less thickened, upada'ata, and now she's potter, now she continues working with it. Chayevet. It would be chayevet. The fact that it was owned by Hegdash in between doesn't mean anything. Misha Gilgila, and after it already became Chayav in her hand, Upadata, she made it Kodesh and then she was Kodesh. It's also Chayav. But, if it be Shah, Shalom Gilgila, Vilgilgila, Gizbar, Vacharka, Upadata. If, however, she puts in just the mixture of the flour and the water, gives it to Agdash, the Gizbar of Agdash turns it into dough. And then she buys it back from Agdash. At that point, she would not have to take off challah. Why? At the moment, which is Machayavit and Chala, which is where it becomes now a full dough, it was Potter because it was Biad Hegdash. My question, these things I know clearly. My question I don't know clearly What's missing to me is the fourth value in this little tashbas over here, which is what's the din of Gilgal of an Oved Yochav? My. Does a goy's making a dough pocket it from challah if then it becomes owned by a Jew? And that we shall see tomorrow. Now tell me that wasn't exciting. It's an interesting question about the language, because it's unbelievable. This week was amazing. You see the consistency. It's just incredible. Incredible. Exactly where you would expect to find the sugya. That's
true. Yes.
Yes.
Two questions.
Yes.
Why do you need, in the last section where it goes through...
Scott! Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to know, would you be... you have a Seder after this, don't you?
Oh,
you have a Seder after this period, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you do any further work on the Yudapioni? Would you be interested?
I'm very interested.
Oh, right. I have somebody who asked me if you'd be interested, so...
Either preparation or
okay, great. And that would be at what? That would be at what time?
Flexible, I guess. Very
flexible times. Okay. Great.
Okay, thank you.
In the last time,
yeah.
Why is it called Israel? Israel, Oved Tofim, Oved Tofim, Kusim, Kusim, and then at the end it just goes Kol Ashoko. Why didn't just start Kol Ashoko and just let everybody
just
know?
Just to make sure we know what Kol Ashoko means.
But it's not mixing them, it's being very specific. It's not like Israel. There's no Irguv.
Right. Okay. Only the Kol Ashoko makes it clear what the Irguv is. First, we have to say what the three elements are. Otherwise, we'd have to go through each one together. We'd have to say, Mi Yisroel al Akum the Kusi, Mi Kusi the Akum al Yisroel, Mi Yisroel, Mi Kusi al Akum. Yisrael, Miakum Yisrael al Kusi. We have to go through every variety. In order to avoid that, it's much easier to say what the cases are and then say Mikol al Kol. Much more effective in terms of the information density.
Okay. Secondly, on the week that you blasted me for, I'm sorry, I have at least two circumstances that seem to make sense to me. If you're talking about it starting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then you have a Hachamim that they Makras and Shabbos, if you make a Bracha either on Wednesday, each Wednesday of each week, and then again on each Sunday. Because in Makras and Shabbos, you might have that
Hachamim. No, you wouldn't have that Hachamim. Nobody has such a Hachamim.
I did.
Okay, but nobody in the Gemara or exactly. There's no reason for such a Havim. It's an imaginary argument.
And we have that question: when do we start from Rosh Hashanah? We add on the days, so that would seem to be a Havim.
No, it wouldn't seem to be a Havim at all.
And the other way to think is that somebody during the week, if they said a Bracha, two separate Brachas, one on the week, one on the day.
Nobody would say two separate Brachas. Why would they? Why would we be Koveya two separate Brachas on one Sugya? Why would it seem such a thing when it's still only a single mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer, which is Mekuyim, in different elements? So we do both elements. We never make a separate bracha for each thing. Why should we?
Because
I was trying to understand the weekly issue and the daily issue. It seemed that there was an issue. That I understand, but it wouldn't seem to anyone unless you're looking to make it seemly. But it's truly, truly unseemly.
I still have another way to go about it that would bother me. Is if you said,
but it shouldn't bother you.
I was trying to come up. We're coming up with issues.
But if you come, we're not coming up with issues. You're coming up with issues. That's what I'm pointing out. Issues to suggest themselves.
I wouldn't even disagree with that totally. But they were coming up in my mind as we were going through it, but
I seem to be losing some participants here.
I'm going to do something short for Yaakov's sake here.